In Baghdad today, 29 people were killed when insurgents apparently lured Iraqi police into a house with an anonymous tip and then set off explosives. 10 neighboring houses collapsed in the blast, trapping civilians in the rubble. Attacks like today's are still a daily occurrence in Iraq, despite the U.S. military's claimed victory over insurgents in Fallujah last month. Hundreds of residents are now returning to selected neighborhoods in that devastated city. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro visited one of those areas today and sent this report.
There's not a house in the Shorta neighborhood in Fallujah that doesn't show the scars of battle. Every door seems to have been ripped from its hinges. They lie in front of homes like perverse metal welcome mats. Red X's mark the outer walls of sand-colored buildings. They were put there to show that they'd been searched and cleared by U.S. forces or their allies. But it's inside that the scale of the damage becomes clear. Thena Hadi walks through the rooms of her house. They are black with soot and littered with small clumps of charred clothes. It's unprecedented, she says. Where shall we live? What shall we wear? What shall we eat? Where are my belongings? It's all gone. I was trying to see if there was anything left, but there isn't. It's all ashes, she says. Hadi and her 5 children stayed in Fallujah throughout the fighting. She left her home to take refuge in the Iraqi Red Crescent offices when the battle became fierce. They kept crying and being scared, she says. I was afraid too. My hands are numb and I have a pain in my heart. This is a disaster, not only a war, she says. On a nearby street, Ismail Ibrahim Shalan stands in his neighbor's yard over a shallow grave marked by a small cardboard plaque. It reads, Yasser Abid Muhammad, December 10, 2004. He was killed after the main offensive when a mortar landed on his house. The U.S. military took him to a hospital and tried to save him. When he died, his body was returned to his family, who had also stayed on. God loves him because we were here to bury him, Shalan says. There were other bodies on the streets and dogs ate them. It's not clear how many civilians have died in the fighting in Fallujah. As if the people here needed further reminders of how death can come at any time, a distant explosion sounds as Shalan talks. A month after the end of the U.S. offensive, there is sporadic fighting in some neighborhoods where insurgents continue to stage attacks. At an intersection in Jamaria neighborhood, U.S. military convoys drive past residents making their way to their homes for the first time. It takes about 5 hours to get into Fallujah. Lines of cars are long, and the U.S. military has set up a maze of checkpoints where people and vehicles are searched and vetted before being allowed in. It's mostly men who are coming back to check and see what state their homes are in. They shout over one another to tell what they've found. I came today and my house is on the ground. I found my shop burned, says one. They told us to come back, but there is no water, no electricity, says another. Another says, we want to ask the Iraqi government, isn't Fallujah part of Iraq? An Iraqi army officer listens to their conversation and then interjects. If Fallujah represents Islam, would they behead fellow Iraqis? Have you seen the CDs we found showing people being killed, he asks. Another shouts back, 10 are paying for the fault of one. The Iraqi soldier covers his face with a mask when the conversation gets heated. Insults are exchanged. He cocks his gun. The group accuse him of being a Shiite traitor. Many of the people here say they've found their homes deliberately torched. In one street, several of the homes looked as if they had been set on fire. The people are accusing not the U.S., but the Iraqi security forces. When asked, the Iraqi soldier admits that some guardsmen may have reacted to what they found hidden in some of the homes. I will tell you why they were burned, he says. They have burned them right before my own eyes. In one of the houses, we found CDs, and I spent all of last night watching them. They were beheading Iraqis. Why are they beheading them? Even if they were working for the Americans, it's only to earn a living. U.S. and Iraqi officials admit that the physical reconstruction of the city will be an uphill battle. Rebuilding trust, harder still. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.